You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, In the Loop, live from the Houston Open, presents to you the first 2024 edition of
Yes, sir.
It's Early Butts,
mm-hmm.
featuring your Houston Astros. 0-1 on the season, off to a hell of a start. 3-run first inning, 4-run lead, all for nothing. Astros fall 5-4, and we already know, to all you baseball folk, on the text line, we know it's early.
But
we know it's a long season. But there are some things that perhaps we need to maybe not overreact to, but we need to react to, because these are very important things when it comes to the Astros achieving the standard in which they've set.
Yeah.
And I want to start with Framber Valdez.
Oh, I want to start with Framber Valdez, too.
Go ahead and take it away. Let's start with Framber Valdez. And by the way, there's a bit in town that needs to stop. I'll get into it in 5 minutes. I've had enough of
up
this.
Up to here.
It's got to stop.
Start
with Framber, though.
All right, so it's early.
It's early, but.
But we have to ask, and we're already asking, is Framber an ace?
We've been talking about this for years.
Well, here's the thing. If we're asking this question, I said this yesterday and I was wrong. I said if we're asking this question to start next year, then we have our answer. I think if we ask this question in July, we'll have our answer. If Framber, look, here's the reason that you have to at least, you know, kind of raise an eyebrow here. You don't have to go over the top. He couldn't have been set up easier for a win. He could not have been better set up for a win yesterday. Home crowd, playoff atmosphere.
Yankees.
3-run lead.
Coming off last year's
meltdown.
Coming off last year's meltdown.
Entire spring training geared up for one start, this start. And you get the win, the huge buzz. You're not facing the Yankees' best pitcher. I mean, obviously Nestor was okay, but you got to him. He was staked to that 4-0 lead. Fresh bullpen whenever he's ready. Everything is set up perfectly for Framber.
Yeah.
6 walks and hit a batter.
Yeah. Yeah, and he got out of trouble, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Twice. I had the over, and I was like, damn, Framber, you're going to screw me over. Well, he didn't. Over hit, but... Man, I'm done even asking the question about whether or not Framber's an ace, because the fact we've been having this discussion for a few years.
I'm gonna give him till July.
Oh, okay. So you're still open to
it. If we ask this question in July, we have our answer.
Okay, so you're still open to this.
Yes.
I thought last year was enough for you, John. We had the discussion damn near half the year.
Yeah. Well, of course he was. Like I said yesterday, he was 6-5 with a 3.75 ERA in August and September, the stretch run. So he has struggled. and he did not show to be an ace all last year. And certainly, like I said, the guy, it was on a silver platter for
six
him
walks.
To
and
win
by the way,
game.
He got out of trouble a couple of times.
Yes.
You got to give him
bases
credit for
loaded.
That, but you're also in trouble. You got to give him credit for it, but you also got to say,
yeah.
Man, Fromber, I'm telling you, you can tell what Fromber's going to do based on how much he's sweating in warm-ups. Mm-hmm. Yesterday he had the Patrick Ewing pregame sweat on. You knew it was over. Knew it was over.
It's so that's one. It's early, bud.
All right, it's early, bud. Let's be positive. Let's focus on the positive here.
Well, okay.
This one, I want to be positive.
All right.
Josh Hader's a badass.
He is one bad dude.
That is a bad dude right there. And they need to max that fireman Lil Wayne thing. I think they need lights.
Yeah.
Some like flashing lights and all that type of stuff. Josh Hader. You are a badass,
he
my
is
friend.
One bad. 13
you
pitches,
are a badass,
right?
My friend.
The three strikeouts,
they looked
13
lost, man.
Pitchers. They didn't have a clue.
Man, that was money well spent.
And I thought they had a chance. It's early, but here's the other one. We knew Joe Espada was going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Is it too aggressive? Is it too much?
I mean, Dubon got thrown out in the 5-4 game by Soto, by the way. Pretty good ball player.
Pretty good debut.
I thought it was funny how Blum and Callis were kind of tiptoeing around. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, he might have got him on his leg there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see what they say.
From one angle, it kind of looked, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And Jake Meyers hit a 415-foot home run.
Hold on. Can I just stop you there?
What?
Can I just stop you there?
Go ahead.
Because this is what I've got. We've got to stop this.
What's that?
This Chris Singleton thing's
John
gotta
Singleton.
Stop. John
That's
Singleton.
Exactly
whatever the hell his
going.
Name is.
That's
John right. Singleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking Chris Singleton, the old White Sox player. I wish.
Or the singer.
Yeah. Stop the John Singleton thing, okay?
Yeah.
What is he, 1-for-27 pinch hitting? Get this guy yeah. off my baseball field.
Yes.
This feel-good story, this used to do this and that, that's cool. This is not.
Dude, he got waived last year.
This is enough.
He got waived last year.
This is enough, man. Get John Singleton off my baseball team.
Okay, but that's aggression. He pulled Jake Meyers after a 415-foot home run in the sixth inning.
Yes, get him off.
The sixth inning.
Okay, just get Singleton off my baseball team.
Yes.
He stinks.
I mean, it's early, but
I'm tired
golly.
Of hearing. I'm tired of the feel-good story, okay?
That's a lot
he
of aggression.
He used to do drugs. Awesome, okay? Like, great.
Awesome.
Like, move on. Like, get. I'm tired of the Singleton feel-good story. It's almost like a courtesy at this point.
Yeah.
Just trotting him out there. And I have to hear the same damn story every single time, and I see the same damn result. Just get him off the team.
Yes.
This seriously. Like, I thought this was over.
But that's on the manager, too, man.
No, it's on the GM. Like,
but I'm saying they put him in the sixth inning after Meyers was clearly
We could go to Rice and find someone to go 1-for-27 pinch hitting. Just get Singleton off my baseball team.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
You want another one?
And then he said that he played the person. What percentage did you play? Like, give me the number.
The righty-lefty thing.
Yeah, give me the number where it makes sense for Singleton to go up there and hack.
Yeah.
Get him off the team.
A couple more.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's good. This is good. It's early, but trying to steal three outs with Rafael Montero.
You have to, man. He makes $11 million a year.
Okay, that was last year, too.
Yeah, well.
How'd that go?
It didn't go great. But Montero, you're dealing with Montero. You have to.
All right. One more for you here.
Montero, man.
It's early, but.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ryan Pressly as a setup guy.
He's cooked.
I don't know about cooked.
He's cooked, man.
I don't know about cooked. I wouldn't go that far.
He's cooked.
It's just not him.
It's just
not him. He's not an eighth inning guy.
He's fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave up the win.
I think Ryan Pressly, as we know it,
he
is
took
dead.
The L, man.
Yeah, Crawford Bach. Okay.
He took the L. Look at that Crawford Bach
yeah.
happening.
Look at that
right
freshness
there.
Right there.
Look at that. It's
look
got
that can.
You like a beer that's sweating.
Best can in the game.
Yeah, you like a beer that's sweating.
Yeah, so I'm over this Singleton thing. Like, just get him off my baseball team. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Enough of it. Mm-hmm. John Singleton. Oh, if you don't know his story. Yeah, I've heard it 150 times.
We know the
times.
Story.
And I also know the end result of this.
Yes.
So I know what's going to happen. He's going to go up there and swing for the fences. Maybe he'll force three, but then he's going to strike out.
I mean, that dribbler almost got past the pitcher's mound.
Come on, man.
It almost got past the pitcher's mound.
Come on, man. I was happy he made contact.
That was one pitch, too, wasn't it?
God,
I think
man.
It was a one-pitch dribbler to the
How
pitch.
Is he still on the team?
I don't know.
How is this a thing?
It's early, Landry.
No, it's not. There's a lot of things that it's early. The Singleton thing, we got to stop that. Seriously. Like, come on. You can do better than that.
Yeah.
Find me someone. I don't care who. Just find me someone.
It's early, but there's some things that didn't like yesterday.
Some stuff to keep an eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, another day, another local event with boots on the ground. I got to ask this question about two of my coworkers, John Lopez and Sean Pendergast.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got to prepare you for the Cougs. But before that, we got to answer this question. Did these guys go too far? Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.